Kiribos Hopal as well. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Zayin. We're here in the last line on Vov Amud Beis. We had talked the last line in our Mishnah had mentioned that the Zmachogis Beisham Beisilal that I talked about yesterday in terms of how much you have to pay for the Olas Re'iyah and how much you have to pay for the Korban Chagiga. Right? Again, according to Beishama, you have to pay Tuma for the Olas Re'iyah and one for the Chagiga, and Korban Beisilal was the opposite. So the Gemara just asked now, quotes a mission in Peah that seems to imply that there is no shear for the Re'iyah. So Tzran Hasim, we learn the mission again, we say this every morning, right, if you say Berachos HaTorah. So Tzran Hasim, Eil Dvarim She'en Lahem Shear, right, this is the things that have no shear, HaPeah, okay, that's why it's in Maseches Peah. Good. sorry, excuse me. HaBikurim V'arayon Gemilas Chosadim Talmud Torah. HaBikurim, obviously, first fruits that we bring in times of Beis Hamikdash, Rayon, which is the one that's important for us, Kemilas Chasadim, right, Chesed, and Talmud Torah, right, there's no shear, so seemingly implying that there is no shear for the Re'iyah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Kizvurin Anu Lomar Rayon in Lo Shear Lamala. So he said, I thought back in the day, right, my first halamina was that it means there's no shear upwards, right? Aval yeshul shear lamata, but there is a minimum, and that's what the machlokas is in our Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. At Shabbat, Rabbi Oshia Barabi, and so Rabbi Oshia Barabi came and said, "V'limed nitaras," right? That harayon ain't lo shear lo lamata lo lamata. It said there's no shear whatsoever, right? Aval chachamim moment, it was the chachamim, meaning that Beis Hillel Beis Shammai's machlokas is midrabbanan, that harayia ma kasev achayia shtei kasev. Right? That's Beis Hillel's shita, right? That there is a shear, a minimal shear, but again, that when we say the rayon has no shear, right, that is neither midaraisa, there's no shear, either minimum or maximum. So Gemara just right now just asks, is ma rayon? Again, we had this kind of, had this machokas sort of on the Mishnah, but what does it mean when you say there's the rayon, there is no shear? So Rabbi Yochanan Maria's panim ba'azara, Reish Lakish Maria's panim ba'korban. Rabbi Yochanan says it's coming to the Beis HaMikdash, right? You can show up to the Beis HaMikdash whenever you want, and the key point here, according to Rashi, as he points out, is that without a korban, right, you're allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash whenever you want. Without a korban, again, this if you look at Rashi again, Rabbi Yochanan, Dibur Masko, Rabbi Yochanan, Kama Palim Shu Chayvetz Ba Umara Atzmo Bazara Ve'in Sorek Lavi Korban B'chol Riyuriya. In Kodesh Reish Lakish, then it means that Reish Lakish Amar Riyas Parim BeKorban, that you need to come to the Beis Hamikdash and bring a korban. So the Gemara says, V'ikar HaRegel, when you're talking about the main part of the regel, i.e., the first day, right, of the holiday, so kuli amal pligi the riyas panim bekorban. Everybody agrees, right? Again, there's a mitzvah of olas riyah. You have to bring a korban riyah. Everybody agrees. It's not arguing as to whether you can show up to Beis HaMikdash empty-handed on the first day. That's already psukim say that. So ki pligi the machlokas is b'shari moser regel. The rest of the days. Of the omtiv, right? And the machlokas, right, is not if someone happens to bring a korban, right, we're still going to accept the korban from that guy, right? Keep thinking the machlokas simply is the also below icy that he showed up today something does and he had no korban. Rabbi Yochanan saw Rias panim ba'azara the chol emas to also lo tzorich leisuye. Rabbi Yochanan simply holds that the mitzvah is to show up, and if you bring a korban, great. If you don't, that's also fine. Reish Lakish Amar, no, Riyah is put in Bekorban. The mitzvah of the Riyah is to come with a Korban. The whole aim is to ask Yitzhak Yichle. So, anytime you show up at the Beis HaMikdash, you need to bring a Korban. Now, Esvei Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, what are you talking about? The Pazik says, again, Rabbi Yochanan said that you don't need to show up to the Beis HaMikdash. That you don't need to show up the Beis HaMikdash with a korban. So Reish Lakish said, what do you mean? The Pazik says, V'lo Yeru Panayre Kam. Right? Don't come and see my face. Right, quote unquote, empty handed. Right? Meaning don't without anything. So how could you tell me you don't need to bring a korban? So Amalei beikar regel. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Reish Lakish, no, that's talking about the first day of the regel of the umtif." Right, again, you have to bring a korban olas reiyah. Eisve, another kasha again. Rabbi Yochanan v'loy rei panay reikam bezvachim. Right, the Brisa says that you shouldn't come to Beis HaMikdash with nothing, without any korbanos. Right, bezvachim with korbanos. So I told Rabbi Svachim, "Oh, eno elabofos u'menachos. How do you know? And how do you know it's with korbanos and not with either a korban ola, a korban of a bird, or a menacha, a mincha, which is with like a flower offering. V'dinhu, because it makes sense. Nemar chagiga behedyot, v'nemar re'iyah legavoa. Again, it talks, the korban chagiga, right, is for a regular person, right, and the korban re'iyah, right, is for a kodesh baruch hu, right, that's given on the mizbeach. Ma chagiga ha'amura behedyot zvachim, ma re'iyah ha'amura legavoa zvachim. Right, just, again, just like there's a mitzvah to bring a korban chagiga, that's for us, right, for the people who eat it, the shlamim, that's a korban, that's an animal, it's a proper animal, so too, the olas re'iyah. Umahin zvachim olos. The Gemara says, what are we talking about, this korbanos that we're bringing? That's an ola, meaning the ola, not that we're eating, but the re'iyah, the olas re'iyah, is an ola. So ata amar olos ela shlamim. So maybe the korban re'iyah should be a shlamim. The Gemara says, v'dinu, but it makes sense that they should not be shlamim, that they should be a korban ola. Because again, the korban chagiga is for the regular people, and re'iyah is for Gosh Baruch Hu. Right, just like a korban chagiga is what's fit for him, meaning that's what a person eats, right? We all eat a shlamim, right? A korban shlamim is when we get to eat the meat. So it makes sense that a person should bring a korban that he can partake of. Right, so too, if you're talking about a korban for, quote-unquote, for a Gosh Baruch, what is it? It's for the gavoa, so it should also be something that's fit, meaning something that's completely consumed on the mizbeach. And it makes a lot of sense that your table shouldn't be full, and your Rebbe's table, like Kiviyachol, right, Akash Baruch Hu's table, i.e. the mizbeach, should be empty. So it must be that when you bring a korban chagiga, you should also bring a korban re'iyah. Right, that seems, again, to imply that a person shows up to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring a korban re'iyah, he has to bring a korban. So Rabbi Yochanan simply said back to Rish Lakish, again, that's the same, you're talking about Be'ikar HaRegel, that's the first day, the main part of the Yom Tov, right? Again, you're talking about these chiyuvim that we have, but that's not for every time you show up, that's just when you show up on the first day. Esri, again, Rish Lakish said back to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Sholosh Regalim Bashanah, Nitzah, Yisrael, Alos Baregel. Jews come to Beis HaMikdash three times a year. Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos. Okay, ve'in nirin chatzayin, and they shouldn't come in halves, meaning we'll talk about what that means in a second. B'shem Shemar kol zukhorecha, because it says all of your men should come. Ve'in nirin rekanim, and you shouldn't come empty, right, without anything. B'shem Shemar, because the Pasuk says, v'lo yeru panai rekam, right, don't come empty handed. So again, it seems to imply bring a korban. So again, a relay back, same thing. He said, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rish Lakish, but Ikar HaRegel is talking about the first day. And now we go back the other way, right? The Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rish Lakish, Yira'eh. There's a Gzirah Shava, right? Yira'eh. Again, usually you should say Yira, but Yira'eh, meaning you should be seeing. You should see as you should be seen. Right? Ma ani b'chinam, afata b'chinam. Afatem b'chinam, right? Just like Gosh Baruch Hu doesn't, quote-unquote, bring us a korban, right? He just sees us plain without anything. So too, we can see him, right, without anything. So, Elos, I mean, that seems to be a good drasha. I mean, again, we use this drasha to say that just like Kosh Baruch Hu sees us, so too, we have to see him, right? We pointed out that the person who's blind in one eye shouldn't come to the Beis HaMikdash because just like a Kosh Baruch Hu sees us, quote-unquote, fully healthy, so too, we should see him fully healthy. So perhaps it makes a lot of sense to say just like Kosh Baruch Hu is coming to us, obviously, kiviyachol, right, without a korban, without anything, so too, we should don't have to show up, right, necessarily, right, with anything. So the Gemara says, Ella really, so the Gemara kind of accepts this, and then re-evaluates the machlokas. Really, the machlokas is not whether you have to bring a korban when you show up, let's say, on Chol HaMoed, but rather, if you're allowed to bring a korban when you show up on Chol HaMoed. So Ella, kol hecha to asa v'lo aisi, right, anytime you come to Beis HaMikdash and you'll bring anything, kuli amalu pligi da'il mitchazi v'nafik, right? Anyway, everybody agrees you can just show up to Beis HaMikdash and get out of there. Meaning, nobody says that you need to bring a korban every time you show up. Ki pligi the machlokas is da'asa v'aisi. The question is, if you did bring a korban, let's say on the third day of Yom Tov, and you already brought your korban ola, korban re'iyah, etc., so what's the deal with that? Rabbi Yochanan damar re'iyas panim v'azara, right, re'iyas panim, Dein lo shir, how the korban yesh lo shir. Rabbi Yochanan says that when we say ra'yon, that there is no shir, there's no level, there's no amount, there's no maximum for ra'yon, that's just showing up. But to bring a korban, that certainly is a shir. Then you can bring only one, olas ri'yah, right, only one korban, and not more. Reish Lakish amar ri'yah is panim b'korban, right, afil korban nami in lo shir. Reish Lakish says, no, you can bring a bunch, you're welcome to bring plenty olas ri'yahs if you would like. So Esvei, Rabbi Yochanan says back to Shemesh Lakish, the Pasuk says, Hokar Raglecha Mives Reyecha. Right? Let your there's a Pasuk in, where's that, Mishlei? Yeah. Hokar Raglecha Mives Reyecha, Pen Yis Baracha Usneyecha. Right? Don't show up so often to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu not be happy with you. I mean, it seems to imply that you shouldn't show up so often with korbanos. As Gemara says, "Hasam bechatas v'ashamos." So Rabbi Yishlokish said, "Better Rabbi Yochanan." That's with a korban chatas, right? Obviously, not great to show up so many times, right? Don't always show up with korban chatases. That means you did a lot of sins. That's not so, but other korbanos, that's fine. Kidder Rabbi Levi, just like Rabbi Levi says, Rabbi Levi Rami, because Rabbi Levi pointed out the puzzle, there's a contradiction in two different psukim. Ksiv Hoka Raglecha Beis Reyecha, it says, don't show up so often to the Beis HaMikdash. Ksiv Avo Vesecha Be'olos, and the puzzle says, I'll come to your Beis HaMikdash with Korban Olos. So Lokasha, how come Bechataos Ve'ashamos Kan Be'olos Ushlamim? Yeah, it depends on what kind of Korban you're bringing. If you're bringing a Korban Chatas all the time, so that's not good, right? You should try to avoid Chatayim. But if you're bringing a Korban Ola, Korban Shlomim, so that's totally fine. Tani Nami Hachi, Bryce also says, Hokarag Lachamim Beis Reyecha, Bechatas V'Hashamos Kazor Medaber. That's talking about, right, bringing a Korban Chatas, and Asham also is for different sins. At Omer Bechatas V'Hashamos, oh, Inu Ela Ba'olos V'Shlomim. You're telling me that, are you sure that it's talking about Korban Chatas? Maybe it's talking about Shlomim and Olos. So that doesn't make sense, because Kishu Omer Avo Beisach Ba'olos Hashalim Lachamim Darai, when I come to your Beis HaMikdash with Korban Olos, and I'll pay off my Nedarim, so I write Olos V'Shlomim Amors. It says, you should bring Korban Olos, it's totally fine. So Amani Mekayim Hoka Raglecha Meveis Reyecha. What does it mean when the Pasuk therefore says, don't come so often with Korbanos? Bechatas V'Hashamos V'Kavos V'Medaber. It must be talking about a Korban Chatas and a Korban Ola. Now, this two dots is kind of weird. It's not actually in the Mishnah, but we had mentioned before, if you remember, one of the things we said in the Braisa was Im Nirin Chatzai, right? You shouldn't come half, right, to the Beis HaMikdash. So what does that mean? So Rav Yosef Lememar, so Rav Yosef originally had Avamina to say that Man di Islay Asar Abonim Lo Liski Hedne Chamisha Lo Machan Chamisha. But the Pasuk he's trying to say is that if you, for example, a guy has 10 kids, you shouldn't bring five kids one day and five guys the next day. Really, everybody should come together. But Amalei Abaye said back to him, what do you mean? Pshita, well, obviously, right? Ha'iminayim v'shavis lay poshim, v'ha'iminayim v'shavis lay zruzim. Right? Which one are they? That's terrible. Chinuch. Right? First of all, everybody's going to show up in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. Right? And what are you going to leave the five little ones back, or the five big ones? You're only going to take the five big ones. Doesn't make sense. Everybody's supposed to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Again, if they're old enough, right? Again, if they're younger, if they can't walk, fine. But if anybody who has a chiyuv come to Beis HaMikdash, where you're going to leave a couple of them at home, take two trips, that doesn't make sense. Ela Kral, am I also, so what's the Pasuk teaching me? Look at the Acherim, the Drasha of the Acherim, which we said we learned already. The Tanya was under the Beis Acherim, Omrim, Hamakamets, Mitzarev, Nechoshes, Vaborsi, right? Three people whose parnasa is that they end up smelling really bad. Someone who gathers manure, and someone who makes bronze, right, a smelter, and a tanner. So those people, Patur Minariya, they work, they end up really smelling really bad, so they're Patur from Minariya. Shnemez Bazik says, Kol Zechorcha, Mishu Yachal Alos, and Kol Zechorcha, right, it only includes someone who will come with everybody, meaning it's pleasant to come with all these people. Right, as opposed to, Yatzu Eilu She'inu, Yatzu Eilu She'inu Cholon Lalos, and Kol Zechorcha, right, except for these people who no one wants to go with them, they stink. Right, so those people are excluded from the mitzvah. Okay, second Mishnah now in the Masechta. Olos b'moed, boz min achulin, v'shlamim min ha-meiser. Now the din is, the halacha is, right, the meiser sheni is something, again, when we say meiser here, we mean meiser sheni. Again, that's meiser that in the Shemitah cycle, there's truma that goes to the Kohen, meiser, which 10% of that goes to the Levi. Truma's Meiser, which is 10% of the Meiser that goes to the Levi, and then there's Meiser Sheni, which is the second Meiser, a second 10%. So in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, that goes to the Beis HaMikdash. You eat that yourself. Well, not to the Beis HaMikdash. You eat that. You take that to Yerushalayim and eat that in Yerushalayim. In years 3 and 6, that goes Meiser Ani. That goes to the poor. So the halacha is that, what's it called? That as we'll see in a second, anything that you need to bring as an obligation, anything you have a mitzvah to bring, any type of korban, let's say, for example, we're talking about here, Olo Re'iyah, so you have to bring from chulin. You have to bring from regular, normal money. You can't double up. You can't take, let's say, Meiser Sheni, right, and bring it and use that money to buy a korban olas re'iyah, because those are two separate chiyuvim. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Then olas b'moed, when you bring a korban ola on chol moed, so bo'os min chulin, it comes from chulin, it has to come from normal money, But shlomim, but again, this is shlomim shalmei simcha. Again, the third type of korban that we talked about, not a chagiga, but a shalmei simcha, that can come from ma'aser sheni, as we pointed out, that the shalmei simcha you don't need to bring a specific shalmei simcha. You just have to be able to be eating korbanos on yontif. So you don't have to, it's not like a three korbanos that you have to bring. There's two obligations, olas re'iyah and the shalmei chagiga. And the shalmei simcha is just if you happen to have other korbanos, so then let's say you have to bring a korban todah or something, so that you can just eat that, and that counts as your shalmei simcha. So the shlomim is not an actual obligation, so you can bring that from ma'aser sheni. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, meaning talking about the shalmei, the chagiga, shalmei omer min chulin, beisil omer min ma'aser. Shalmei says it comes from chulin. And Beis Hillel say it can come from Ma'aser Sheni. Again, that's curious. According to, again, as we said, you have to bring the Korban Chagiga, so that's an obligation. How in the world does Beis Hillel say that you can bring it from Ma'aser Sheni? So that we're going to have to talk about in a second. Yisraelim Yotzin Yidei Chovason Benedarim Medabos Ma'aser Behema. Again, the Yisraelim, meaning any, obviously all of us, can bring can fulfill the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha with any type of Nedarim Medabos, any type of korbanos that they may have promised or whatever, and also Ma'aser Behema. Right, Ma'aser Behema is Dindaraisa. You have to bring a tenth of one out of every 10 animals. Right, goes to be as Ma'aser Behema, as a korbanos of Beis HaMikdash, and again, they're korban shlomim, so you can eat them, or whatever it is. So that, again, that also qualifies for the Shalmei Simcha. Like I said, the Shalmei Simcha is not its own individual korban, it's anything you may have to bring. Right, you can eat that counts, so that could be used for Shalmei Simcha. The Kohanim, how do they yotzei the Shalmei Simcha? So that's Bechatos, Vashamos, Uvechor, Vechezei, Veshok, right? Those are all different korbanos that the Kohanim get to eat. Korban Chatos, Korban Osham, Abachor, right? Chazei Veshok, those are gifts they get from every Korban Shlomim. So anything the Kohanim they're allowed to use for Shalmei Simcha. Avalo Ba'ofos, Velo Minchos, Menachos, not with birds and not with Korban Mincha, because that's already, again, we're talking about we need meat, right? Good old red meat to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. Okay. Now again, the first thing we said was that the korban ola, korban chalamoid, has to come from mechulin, doesn't come from meiser. So ela olos mamoid hadabos min mechulin, right? Habayotov min meiser. The implication is right. If only we said the first line was that korban ola on chalamoid, right, comes from chulin, implying that you can bring a korban ola on yontif from meiser. But that doesn't make sense. Again, why? Why does that make any sense? Any korban olas re'iyah, right, is an obligation whether you bring it on the first day of yontif or the cholamayit. Right, and again, as we said, right, you're only allowed to bring these obligations, these korbanos that you have to bring. You can only bring that from regular money. You can't double up with money that you already have a chiyuv to use and bringing your shalayim. So why should it make any difference when you're bringing this korban ola, whether you're bringing the olas re'iyah on yontif or on chol hamoed? It should always have to come from normal money. The v'chitei menifil tamei hakamash v'alan. It's teaching me the olas b'moed baos, b'yom tov enom baos. But if you tell me the implication is that, yeah, you can only bring the olas re'iyah on chol hamoed, you can't bring it on yontif, so come on, so who's that like? That's Kibbe Shammai. Right? That's Kibbe Shammai Shita. The Tanan is within the Mishnah in Beitz. Yeah, okay. Beis Shammai says, Mevim Shlomim Vein Somchan Aleihem Avalo Ofos. The halacha on Yomtif is that you can bring Korban Shlomim, right? That's Tzorech Yomtif, right? Again, there's certain things that are mutter for you to do on Yomtif, right? You're allowed to do Melechos Ochon Nefesh. You're allowed to do any malacha that you're able to eat from that malacha. So, Shechting, for example. But if you're not going to eat that meat, so then you can't. So Beis Shammai says that Korban Shlomim, which you're going to get to eat, right, you can bring those on Yom Tov, but in some kind of Yom Tov smicha, because that's already done in Muktzah. Maybe Muktzah, but the animal is Muktzah, and you're not allowed to use and not allowed to lean on animals. You're not allowed to use animals on Yom Tov. Okay, either way, we can't bring a korban ola because that's not ochel nefesh, right? Because that's not something that you're going to, what's it called, that you're going to eat. Of Beis Hillel, again, that's Beis Shammai Shita that we're using here. That if the implication for the Mishnah is you're not allowed to bring a korban ola on Yom Tov, so that's Beis Shammai Shita. Usually, we don't hold like Beis Shammai. Right? Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, "Mevim shlomim v'olos with some chalayim." No, you can't bring a korban shlomim korban ola. So that's the implication from the Mishnah. Is weird. It's very strange that we would say that this is like Beis Shammai Shita. So Gemara says, "You're right." Chisuri mechzura v'hachi katani. Really, the Mishnah is missing some words, and this is what it meant. Olos nedarim unedavos, right? Any optional, meaning any ola that a person swears to bring, right? Stam, without any obligation to it. B'moed bos, you can bring in that acholamoid, but beyond tov ain't a bos. You can't bring that on Yom Tov. That's that. Already, it's not a mitzvah. You can bring whatever you want. We're not going to allow you to bring that on Yom Tov. If the olas re'iyah, right, the olas re'iyah, which is a mitzvah to bring on a chag, on a holiday, then ba'afil beyom tov. Then you can bring that on Yom Tov. Right? But when you bring that korban to the olas re'iyah, ain't a bala el melechulin. Yeah, that only you can only use normal money to buy that korban olas re'iyah because that's an obligation. Vishami simcha, and now the korbanos that you use to eat to fill the mitzvah of simcha on yontif, boy and afin ha-maiser, you can even bring that from maiser sheni, because again, that's not an actual chiyu to bring a specific korban. You just have to be able to eat meat on yontif from korbanos, but it's not an actual individually specific korban. V'chagigas yontif arishin shal pesach, and the korban chagiga on the first day of pesach, so that vishami omrim min achulim v'sil omrim min ha-maiser. Beishamai says that's from regular, and Beis Hillel says that can even be from miser. It's time that we also learn that Rabbeisa, and all those nedarim and nedavos b'moi boos, b'yom tov eno boos, again, the optional korban olas can come on cholamoi, but not on yom tov. For olas riyah, ba'afil b'yom tov, right, and the olas riyah can also come on yom tov. When you bring it, ain't no ba'il menachulin, has to be from regular money. V'shami simcha bo'in af min ha'maiser, shami simcha can even bring on maiser. From maiser, v'chagigas yom tov rishon shel pesach, again, basically the same thing we just said. V'shami omrim menachulin, v'shilos omrim min ha'maiser. Okay, we're going to stop here, so we'll go weiter in the Hilchos tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.